The breach. Dora went for a walk in the forest. She didn't know why, but she walked along the path she had walked with Callie and thought about the day they had spent together. She wondered where he was and what he was doing. She always liked to be in nature. Away from all the stress, rules, protocol and formality of the palace, everything was so much more peaceful in the forest. Dora liked to blurt out what was on her mind. Diplomacy was a waste of time according to her. It went hand in hand with patience, the virtue her father had tried but failed to teach her. As she continued her walk, a blue light in the distance caught her attention. As an agent candidate, she had heard about the portal before. Could this be it? Relying on her cat instincts, she moved slowly from tree to tree, hiding behind each one and then moving slowly towards the blue light. The light seemed to be alive. As Dora approached, the light turned slightly towards her, as if it recognized her. Dora became frightened and ran back. The blue light seemed to rotate in an oval shape, the different shades of blue deepening into the blue of Dora's eyes. The portal's light seemed to hypnotize her. The light intensified its movement, as if in a storm, and the light became almost white. All this was accompanied by the sound similar of a thunder. And then something appeared inside the light. Dora, who spent most of her time in Kittelfdora's library, had read many books, especially about the Earth and the human race living on it, and she immediately remembered what this object was. It was a human hand. Dora was frightened to her bones. The hand came through the portal until you could see the elbow and then suddenly withdrew. The light of the portal turned blue again. Dora was so frightened that she started to run without looking back. The Queen Mother, Queen Hadulf and King Halrod looked anxious on their thrones in the room where the guests of the palace were received. Prince Pan and Bano sat in the lower, but still sumptuous seats next to the Queen Mother, King and Queen. They too frowned and listened.
"The situation is grave,"
said Trivus. Dora entered the room, panting. Her face was drenched in sweat. She looked disheveled. Her paws were covered in mud.
"You are covered in mud again,"
Queen Mother said. Dora tried to get rid of it by flapping her feathers left and right. While the Queen Mother had expected a more elegant approach, this behavior made her lose her patience. Just as she was about to say something, she decided not to express her disapproval out loud, but instead to use her gestures to make it clear. Queen Hadulf, on the other hand, was always there for her children. She winked at Dora from afar with a head gesture that meant, "Don't take it seriously." Halrod rolled his eyes and nodded. Still trying to catch her breath, Dora tried to explain what she had just witnessed.
"I saw something very important. Something."
"Let Trivus finish,"
Hadulf said, somewhat sternly.
"What I am trying to say is that we have conclusive evidence of a breach in the portal."
"That's what I was going to say. I just saw a human hand in the portal going into Kittelfdora. Then it pulled out."
Hadulf, whose poker face was never broken at palace meetings and whose feelings were therefore never predictable, stood up in alarm.
"Human hands."
"Dora, calm down and tell me everything. All the details."
"There was a blue light. It turned white. A hand came out of it."
"What else?"
asked Trivus. Dora looked at him blankly. She seemed to be in shock. Trivus asked her in a louder tone this time to shake her up and catch her attention.
"What else? Even the smallest detail you remember is very important, Dora."
"I don't remember anything else,"
Dora said in a panicked voice, then she closed her eyes, took a deep breath and returned to the moment. She took a second deep breath and tried to calm down. She visualized the moment. A hand reached out from the light. She zoomed into the hand in her mind. There was a ring on the hand.
"There was a ring."
"What ring?"
Dora closed her eyes once again, not allowing even the slightest light in. She went back to that moment. She now saw the shape very clearly.
"There was a circle between two triangles,"
she said, opening her eyes slowly. Trivus stumbled and felt he was losing his balance. He felt the need to sit.
"That's what I was afraid of."
Callie and Sambla were on their way to the fish market in the harbor. As they approached, the smell of fish made them feel their hunger, but they tried to bear it.
To get to the fish market, we have to get over this wall. We have to see where we can get in. The wall is too high and flat. We won't be able to climb it or jump over it.
Callie, who could fly in Kittelfdora, jumped into the air to impress Sambla, but he fell on the ground with a splat. Sambla laughed out loud.
Be careful not to do that in front of people. Otherwise, it will go viral on social media. Your career as a spy will be over before it even starts.
Callie had been told about the dangers of social media at the Agent Academy in Kittelfdora. They made him watch some of these videos. Many familiar agent cats starred in these videos, believing they still had their powers they had in Kittelfdora and forgetting they were on Earth. Mosca, who tried to jump into the cupboard in the bathroom and fell into the toilet bowl, was the worst incident in Kittelfdora history. He had to spend the rest of his life as a teacher at the academy. For Mosca, who loved the field and operation, this meant a hell of a boring life.
What's that?
Callie asked, pointing ahead with his paw. It was hard to make out the shape in the darkness. It looked like a cushion stuffed into a hole with a stick sticking out that moved constantly. It was a rather ridiculous sight against the flat wall.
Stay behind me,
Sambla said, and they slowly tried to move towards the shape with tentative steps. As they got closer, the shape became clearer.
Kremlet? Oh, thank God.
It was the voice of Kremlet, stuck there, trying to get through the hole in the wall. Although he couldn't see his face, Sambla recognized him by his furry, bright yellow feathers of his tail from behind.